Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
This is from last week when the president was speaking from the Rose Garden.
We have dramatically reduced inflation from 9% down to close to 3%. We're in a situation where we're better situated than we were when we took office, where inflation was skyrocketing. And we have a plan to deal with it, whereas the opposition, my opposition, talks about two things. They just want to cut taxes for the wealthy and raise taxes on other people. And so I think they have no plan. Our plan is one I think is still sustainable.
So President Biden speaking in the Rose Garden, saying, championing the Biden administration's record on inflation and saying, you like that other guy? And he's going to lower taxes on the wealthy and then raise them on the other people. I guess that's supposed to be like you and me. What if we could speak to somebody who's advising Donald Trump on economics about this very issue? Oh, Steve Moore. There he is. Great to have him on the show. He's a distinguished fellow in economics at Heritage, as well as a Trump economic advisor. You had to fall out of your chair when you heard, or maybe you're used to it by now, Joe Biden make those claims.
Well, I did, and good to be with you, Annie. And when I heard that, I thought, is there anybody in America who really actually believes that? Is there anybody who thinks actually Trump is going to raise their taxes and Biden's going to cut them? Biden has been one of the champion tax increasers of all time. And incidentally, he has told the American people what he's going to do if he's reelected, God forbid. He's going to raise tax on investment. He wants to double the capital gains tax. He wants to raise taxes on investments, dividends. He wants to reinstate massive death tax, which I think is one of the most evil taxes ever. And look, I guess what I would say is, if you're someone who actually believes that you can make the economy grow faster and fight inflation by raising taxes, then you probably should vote for Joe Biden, because that's what he's going to do. But I guarantee you that Donald Trump is not going to be raising taxes. We have a plan to make our tax cuts permanent, you know, and because when we cut the taxes on, and not just corporations, we did that because we wanted to make sure that the jobs stayed here in the United States, but also small businesses, the men and women who run the businesses that employ over half the people, they got a 20% reduction on their taxes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're speaking with Steve Moore right now. I think about what Joe Biden can say in front of a media that won't question him on it, won't do all the Pinocchios and everything and make a big deal out of it, as they would if Donald Trump was up there in front of the microphone. It is tax day today. Not really an exciting day for a lot of Americans, but I wanted to give you the opportunity to talk about taxes. Just your philosophy, Steve Moore, on the whole, about an American's duty to pay into a general pot for maybe things like national defense or infrastructure, roads and stuff. What's your philosophy on a good tax versus a bad tax?
So, sorry, I'm in Manhattan today, and a big bus just went by.
That's okay. That's all right.
Can you hear me okay?
Yep, so, we can hear you.
Can I start with a joke?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Okay. What is the difference between a taxidermist and a tax collector?
I'm afraid to know. What? Tell us.
The taxidermist only takes your skin.
Fair. Okay. All right.
Anyway, so it is tax day, and I'll tell you another. I'm just how bad things are. I'll tell you kind of a personal story, which is that, you know, you may recall that I was nominated by Donald Trump to be on the Fed. Mm-hmm. And when that happened, everybody started checking my tax returns, you know, because that's what they do if you're up for a federal, you know, position. And so the IRS had, we had a lien we had a tax lien of $50,000. And we'd been fighting the IRS for literally 2 years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we said, no, you owe us money. We don't owe you money. I bet a lot of people listening to this can relate to this. So what happened is after the whole fight of the Federal Reserve Board was over and I did not make it through the process, you know, we about 2 weeks later, we got a check from the IRS saying, oh, whoops-a-daisy, we made a mistake. You know, you're right, we owed you money. And, you know, I'm like, oh, good, where do I get my reputation back?
Sure.
You know, 'cause you know they froze. By the way, did you know the IRS can freeze your wages? They can garnish your wages. They have an unbelievable power. And anybody who's fought the IRS, and I bet about half your listeners mm-hmm. have, know it is. It's about as much fun as having your wisdom teeth pulled. And so why are we hiring 80,000 new IRS agents?
Right. Yeah, it seems as though if you've got that power and you've got added the manpower to the authority that they're given, that's very threatening to the American people.
Well, see, this is the thing. This is my favorite time of the season to talk about one of my favorite ideas, which is the flat tax. I mean, why can't we have a postcard return? Very simple. Everybody pays 18 or 19%. You know, you get a deduction for yourself and your kids, but you don't get, tax deductions for investing in windmills and bull sperm and, you know, all the racetracks and things like that. And it's really simple and you can fill it out in 15 minutes and it's fair. Everybody pays the same share of tax. Why can't we do that?
Tell us, why won't they do that? What's politically advantageous?
I'll answer my own question.
Yeah.
Because the tax code is the epicenter of power in Washington. What Washington does and the politicians is they buy and sell tax favors.
So you surrender that to a postcard tax return to fill out, then you surrender the power. Nobody's gonna give in to that.
Yeah, because you get rid of all the deductions, loopholes, special interest provisions, and you know, if you and I live next to each other and we both have about the same income, shouldn't we pay the same tax?
Yeah, you would think so. But I guess it depends on what you're interested in.
Nothing in Washington makes any sense. And so by the way, when I talk to my friends and members of Congress in about a flat tax, it's like putting a cross in front of a vampire. They hate the idea. but America loves it. This is the ultimate. You want to drain the swamp? Let's have a flat tax.
Yeah, I love that. I have no opposition to that whatsoever. Last question before we
let you. By the way, we probably would raise more money. Because mm-hmm. you know what? If the system is simple and fair and understandable, people will pay there is a lot of money that doesn't get paid in taxes, mainly because when we pay our taxes, we don't even know if we paid the right amount. We do our best.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't know. I'm like, here's the $86,000 you want from me. I don't know if this is right or wrong.
Yeah, you're just trying to do your best and you're just crossing your fingers and hoping they don't show up at your door. Last question before we let you go. Steve Moore with us right now. You are advising the Trump campaign. You have advised President Donald Trump. Who's the middle class better off under, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Is that a trick question? Of course. I mean, under Trump, the median family income above inflation rose by $6,000. Under Biden, it's fallen by $2,500. So the middle class did much better. By the way, that's why if you look at the polling, Biden is doing really well with the very poor and the very rich. Who's Trump winning? He's winning the middle class, blue collar families.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not a trick question, but for you, it's an easy one, which is why I asked you. Steve, happy tax day, if that's such a thing. Thanks for being with us today.
Too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.